listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure and check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, we are in the middle of a bunch of changes again. That's kind of like what life is all about, and the planets and their influence into the matrix that we're all connected to keep us moving along, whether we want to or not, most of the time. But I imagine with the spring energy, and there's Uranus in Taurus, and Mercury is there, and the sun is all in Taurus, Venus is about to be in Taurus as well. There's this, even though there's a lot going on that can keep us very busy, there's a very grounded, stable, certain energy. I mean, it's tricky though. With Mercury and Uranus work really well together because they're very fast thinking, moving, electric kind of energies. But in Taurus, Taurus is a very slow, why change, what's working kind of energy. So there could be disruption going on. Something about the way that life used to be is different now. And often with Uranus, it's kind of like unexpected, or maybe you knew a change was coming, but you didn't realize how it was going to affect your life. Or maybe something or somebody suddenly comes along that really is a positive influence for you, but disruptive. It, like, depending on your character, right? Taurian characters generally do not like any sort of feather ruffling or change to routine. And when Uranus comes in and Mercury is there, there could be that going on. Things are changing. But we all got to change, because I'm sure that we all have dreams in our hearts, and we can't stay where we are and do what we do, unless, of course, we're totally on track, to get where we want to go. So we got to change, basically. So just kind of embrace it and appreciate this sort of influx of electric energy and possibly new ideas that are coming your way. There is, like, with all the Capricorn energy too that we have going on with Pluto and Saturn in Capricorn, and the South Node is there, I feel like there's a building of new things going on for all of us. We're structuring things differently. We're like taking responsibility, stepping up to the plate. That's the kind of energy. If you're doing that, of course, there's always the opposite. You know, we're living in a dualistic world, so we get the black and the white and the good and the bad. But I'm always trying to kind of steer us towards the positive expression of the energies that we've got going on, which may seem like sort of ridiculously optimistic, like very Pollyanna, but hey, that's what Sagittarius is good at, is seeing all of the reasons why things are okay and looking forward to the future. And I do have Mercury in Sagittarius, so I can't help it. I think life would be so sad if I wasn't optimistic. It would just be, why even bother? Why even bother? So I hope that you're optimistic too, because it does make us, we need to like tap into the positive and the growing and the philosophical reasons for what we're dealing with. And it helps us get through whatever we might be going through. So we've got a lot of assistance with that all the time. We've also there are stressful aspects that we've been under primarily, I think, I think it's kind of more exciting, but the fusion between Mercury and Uranus, it could be shaking things up, like I'm talking about. It could definitely make things unexpected or unusual. But also it could be unexpectedly fabulous or unusually wonderful. So looking at the positive side, and likely that is what it's going to be. Also, we're still under the influence of a Neptune sextile sun. It's the Pisces and the Taurian energy, which is a really lovely, creative, rich, mystical, even magical energy, but practical too. So there could be something that you're creating, or some sort of art you're working on, or maybe you're planting a garden, or you're landscaping, or some sort of, I always go straight to the mystical with Neptune. Like it can bring us like the most amazing works of art and these most beautiful ideas and connection to our cosmic self and an understanding of how we are all we are all one, and we're all part of this universe. So the Neptune energy is good, and Taurus might be generally more kind of not worried about pondering those otherworldly ideas as a general rule, kind of more in the mundane world of form and sense. But when it's in a connection with Neptune like that, we have a chance to bring down the visions in our minds and create a wonderful reality. So that is what the energy we're feeling this week too, which is nice. We've also got a lovely trine that brings lucky situations between Jupiter and Venus. And that's happening on the 9th, but we are feeling like these things don't move incredibly fast, right? Some things do, but we're still going to be feeling these energies all week. And then it shortly moves into a square with Pluto. So it might be some lucky thing that happens that causes some sort of like frustration, or just the square energy is tricky, right? Like if you have squares in your chart, there's always this sense of like striving and like working something out and trying to figure things out. Or there's just this like parts of yourself aren't always on board going in the same direction. And that's what a square energy can be like. So maybe you've found something you really value and that you really want to accomplish, but there's some sort of psychological hang up that's causing, instead of you to enjoy your opportunity, to be full of fear or doubt or, you know, questioning your own self-worth or whether you deserve it. So that's kind of the thing. Oh, great, I have this wonderful opportunity, but I walk around thinking I'm a dummy all the time. So what's even the point of having the great opportunity? Because I can't even enjoy it. So it could be that kind of energy. I'm just trying to spitball here too. So that's the sort of broad strokes. And then you can see how it might be fitting into your life and what areas. Friday, the moon will go into Leo. And it's got a busy day in Leo. Like it's going to square the Uranus and Taurus energy, which can be upsetting. It could be like, but usually because it's the moon, it's moving fast. So there's like, it's like a short term, maybe, you know, maybe someone cuts you off, or there's so many different ways the energy can play out. But just keep grounded. Make sure that you're doing something you love and that brings you joy. Because when the moon is in Leo, it likes to have fun. It wants to be joyful. It wants to be childlike and enjoy the pleasures of the earth and enjoy itself, its own very own self, which is Leo. It can be really good at that sort of thing, appreciating and then also appreciating others. Such a warm, sunny energy. The sun doesn't just shine on one person. It shines on all of us. Even when the clouds are there, the sun is still up above shining. So keep that in mind this weekend and try and tap into good times because they're available. Saturday, we have a lovely and very supportive trine for getting things done between the sun in Taurus and Saturn in Capricorn. That is like, if you have to suck it up and do something, get disciplined, that's the day to do it. Maybe you have like some hard work to, like I want to landscape our front yard. And this is like my thing. I have to do this myself. Because I'm too cheap to hire someone. I don't actually have to do it myself. I could hire someone. But when you figure out how much it costs to hire someone to do something and how much it's going to cost you to do it on your own, almost always it's better to do it on your own. Spoken like a true Capricorn. But Saturday would be a perfect day for that energy because they're both earth signs, working with the earth, getting out there, planting things. And the windows for planting things are kind of slowly closing because we're already in the middle of spring. So if you have hard work to do, especially anything to do with the earth, planting or growing, if you've a garden to plant or anything to do with creating reality in the physical world, Saturday will be very productive for that. It really is a really good day to enjoy yourself and feel accomplished and get things done and even connect, because it's playful connection energy too. So connect with loved ones. My brother and his family are coming over. So there's probably going to be guitar playing and laughing and like good connection with the people around you. Leo is good for that. And if you've got any performance tendencies, now's the time to get up on stage and show them your stuff, whatever that might be. It might not be like literally like you're an actor on stage. It could be that you have to give a presentation or even stand up and give a toast or whatever it is that or even tell a story. Whatever it is that puts you in the spotlight, you've got a lot of warm energy and support around you to do that this weekend. So if you need to do that, you should do it. We've also got, Sunday is Mother's Day in North America. And that's another, like, it's an interesting day. There's a lot of action going on with the moon. It's moving around, connecting, changing from Leo into Virgo. So that could very well change kind of the joyous good time energy to feeling more critical, or you've got things to do, or you're running behind on things. But Virgo's good for the details, right? So you've gone through, you know, the lovely fun times of the weekend, and now you can get down to the details. Maybe you need to do a liver detox or whatever little detail. Virgo is so well at like taking care of all the little things. And there's so many little things when you live here on Earth, so many little things. Like we have to eat every day and we have to cook all the time and we have to keep our clothing clean and the walls washed and things have to be dusted. So if it wasn't for the part of our chart that has Virgo, we wouldn't even notice these things. We'd live in squalor, probably. Probably not squalor. Well, maybe. It depends on your character. But having Virgo there, helping us out, kind of pointing us in the direction to see where all the flaws are, allows us to actually deal with those flaws and improve, which Virgo loves to do. So we do, coming up next week, have a lovely trine between Pluto and, see, there's so much connection between, there's lots of Earth sign trines this week. So the Sun in Taurus is going to connect with Pluto in Capricorn, which is, again, a very supportive, building reality, getting down to the roots of what you want and the deep depths of connecting to what your soul's purpose is. And so ask yourself, what is my purpose? If you're into astrology, likely you've already found what your purpose is, because astrology is very good at pointing out your strengths. Even looking at the nodes in Pluto, you can kind of see what somebody's, quite specifically, what somebody's calling is. So probably being that you're listening to this podcast, you've already tapped into that stuff. So this is the time to be clear that you are achieving your purpose. You're working towards your goal. And a happy person is a person that's working towards a goal. Well, maybe that's another Capricorn thing. And I'm a Capricorn. But it is true. If we have, as humans, no matter what sign we're born under or what connections we have in our chart, we still all do really need a purpose to thrive and make the most of our go-round here on Earth. So keep that in mind. There's lots of purpose foundation laying stuff going on right now. We also have between Venus and Aries, and this is on Tuesday, Venus in Aries and Mars in Gemini, a sextile. This again helps us with our courage and our ability to communicate and speak and connect with people and maybe do a lot of little running around things that you need to get done. You have things to do, you've got to get them done, especially things. Gemini is very good at handling local situations. Sagittarius, its opposite, is very into global situations. So there is this ability to deal with the little things that are around you, maybe make connections, maybe visit people in your neighborhood, give an appreciation to where you live and what's around you, and connect with the people in your neighborhood and in your community. And that will give you a stronger sense of belonging and kind of certainty of your place in the world when you feel connected to the people around you. Gemini is a pro at that. So then on Wednesday, Venus will leave Aries and move into Taurus. And this is going to be lovely because Venus is Taurus's ruler and it's very happy to be in its own sign. It can do its own thing, do it how it likes. It can enjoy the little luxuries of the world and the simple things. Well, it could be simple, expensive things, but just the like, there's so much beauty and so much to enjoy and appreciate about the earth plane, and Venus in Taurus will really help us tap into that and see all the beauty around us and even create something beautiful ourselves. Taurus is a very creative energy as well, and often creative with their voices or singing. There's musical talent with Taurus energy. So if you do have something to create or something to share, A happy soul is a creative soul, one that's adding beauty to the world. So maybe you have some beauty you could add to the world. I'm sure you have some beauty you could add to the world. Doesn't it, you know, it can be like a tiny little, it could be you're doing something for your grandchild or spending time with your own children or your nieces and nephews, or there's just so many ways. I mean, use your imagination. There's so many things you could do to contribute to the well-being and the ongoing beauty of planet Earth. Now you're going to be able to tap into that. Mars the same day, so this is the 15th, Venus moves to Taurus, Mars moves into Cancer, where it isn't that happy because it's too drippy. Cancer, or Mars is like, fiery, let's get going, ruler of Aries. I got things to do, people to go, places to see. I don't care if you're coming. If you're not, if you're going to come, you better hurry up because I'm leaving right now. Energy to, wait a minute, I'm happy at home and I would like to just kind of stay here and putter around and maybe invite family members over and relax and fluff my nest up and make sure my home and my relationships and my family are all secure and cared for. Different energy. So it could also be that when Mars moves into Cancer, it helps fire up this energy in all of us, helping us to helping us to be more connected to our home. Some of us are already, I work from home, so I'm like always connected to my home, which makes it tricky because I work here too. So it's like I'm constantly working, because if you're working at home, you still have to take care of your house. So Mars coming in to that could actually fire it up and maybe you'll get extra things done, like windows washed and walls wiped down. And maybe you could even like wipe the baseboards. Like there's so many little details in taking care of it all. Cancer's very good at it. Mars going in there will fire it up for us. Or you're going to feel like dampered. It very much depends on your configurations and your planetary placements to see how it will hit you directly. But we all are under, you know, we're all living on the Earth, so we're definitely feeling all the different connections the planets are making all the time, especially if we're sensitive. And if we're not sensitive, we're feeling it, but we just don't notice, not in the same way. On Thursday, right coming up before the full moon, there is like, there's so much going on with the earth signs. I just really have to emphasize that. Mercury in Taurus is going to be trining Saturn in Capricorn, earth signs. Capricorn's like the boss and wants to take control of what direction things are moving. And it's a very practical thinking of the future, not just the immediate future, but generations down the line. And then with Taurus, the ability to build something with those two energies is very powerful. Like wealthy empires could be built with the Taurus and Capricorn energy. And throw in Virgo, the third earth sign, and then all the details are taken care of as well. So it is a really good energy for building something. And with Saturn and Pluto have just gone retrograde in Capricorn with the South Node, we're kind of getting a chance to do it again. And doing it again, you know what I mean? Like, not necessarily doing it again all over, but looking back and going, okay, what is it? What have I learned? What can I gather from the things that I've learned so that I can create something fabulous going forward? We have a review period, so you can get all your ducks in a row and feel very, even more certain of what you're dealing with. And I really do, there's so many opportunities that come with the nodes, and they really are like portals, and they bring through pivotal experiences and pivotal times. So life can really change, and people that maybe people that you've had past lives with come in now, and you connect with each other right away and are familiar with each other, and you're here to begin your work together. So that kind of fated meeting can happen. Opportunities, lucky situations, things you've created, karma that you've created, good or bad, unfortunately, because it could be where shit just starts going south and you're like, why? I'm like, I'm doing everything right. I'm a good person and stuff's still not going my way. Generally, there's, if you look at your chart, when you're feeling those things, there is some sort of aspect that's heavy on you, or you are in a sense paying some kind of karma. So it's best to do, you know, try and handle whatever situation you find yourself in and be gracious about it, because it could very well be something that you need to balance out. That's always a good way to look at it. But I think that there's lots of gifts coming through right now, lots of opportunity, things you've already done, like good karma you've already sowed in other situations is now all coming for you, letting, like, being offered up. So be ready to work hard, because that's, earth signs are hard workers. And also, there needs to be like a repetitive action, because again, the Taurus is so good at the method. So you got to keep, you know, you can't just plant your seeds and then walk away and be, well, I guess you can in some situations. That happens too. That's like the instant karma that you didn't really expect, but you probably earned it in another time. So you did probably water those seeds just some other time you don't remember. But if you plant seeds and you walk away, that, and the earth dries out, and you still got to routinely water those seeds and routinely fertilize them and pay attention to what's coming up and making sure that you prune any dead bits that are just sucking the energy. And gardening always offers, I think, so much metaphor for real life. It's just like once you get out there and start working with the earth, so many little lessons appear that you realize, like just little metaphors. It's just such a lovely way to connect with nature. So make sure you are watering the seeds that you planted and that you've planted them in a good location that gets really good sun and circulation and a location that it's happy to be in. Because you can't take like a shade-loving plant and stick it out in the middle of the sun. It'll just die. It needs to be in a location where it will thrive. So make sure that's the sort of things we can realize. Are you in a location that you will thrive? Do you have neighboring plants around you that are supportive and let you have your own space and they have their own space? Or are you choking each other out? Do you need to be in, you know, do you need more water? Do you need some fertilizer? Do your dreams need, what do they need from you? That's the sort of questions you can ask yourself now. Heading up to the Scorpio full moon, very potent Scorpio full moon. So think of the things that you're creating and the things that you're going to release. And I'll come back and speak of the Scorpio new moon next week. So I think that's it. I think I've covered everything for the next few days. If you have any questions about any of this, please feel free to contact me. And thank you so much for listening. I can be reached at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast.